Welcome to Kushal Das Playground. Today we are going to learn on KDE desktop, or in desktop of any Linux computer. This is what you see is the desktop of the computer, of the operating system actually. This is the white area here, this is the panel. So let's see what are the things there in the panel. This is the K menu. After that, this is the web browser, Firefox. You can browse the net. This is a email client application, word processor to create and edit text and graphics. After that, this is the presentation to create the presentations. And the last application here is the spreadsheet. This is a Fedora Core 6 operating system in KDE. Okay, these are the four desktops in KDE, which comes by default. You can increase or decrease the values here. The white space here is the will show the running applications later on. We can see it. Then the system tree icons and the time and date. So let's see what are the other things there in the desktop. This is your home folder. You can double click and open it up. This is the system, and that is the trash to keep the deleted files. System and trash. So now in the K menu, the first item in the from the downside is logout. This is to shut down or restart. Then there are two options, lock session and switch user. You can understand with the name only. You can go and switch your user. Then this is the home again. You can click and open to browse your home. This is the help, basic help. This is to find file and folders. Above that, this is the KDE control center. On top of that are the utilities, different utility based applications that you can use. You will get KDE pimp applications, different kind of file like Krite, KDE. Then system applications like add remove programs, software updater. On top of that, you can find the settings, the general settings like about yourself, what are the printers, login photo and all those stuff. On top of that is the office menu like word processor, project management, spreadsheet. Yeah, same thing. It's better if you yourself check these things. On top of this are the multimedia applications. Yeah, in the right hand side, now we can see it. Okay, just like to play different songs or watch a movie or kind of things, you will find the applications here. Now the internet, that internet based applications like browser, then chatting application, the internet messenger. In that way, you'll find the IRC client also. On top, the graphics application here, the GIMP and the color paint are the two most main applications that you are going to use. We'll have tutorials on these things later on. The development, and before that, okay, this is the graphics. Okay, you are going to use the graphics a lot. That's the games, sorry. This is the administration part, like the authentication, users and groups of your Linux computer system, like that. So these are the basic different menus in the K menu. You can click and open any application if you want. Just you have to give it a try. Things are not very difficult. Let's open with the home application. That is the name of the application is Conqueror. If you click, the Conqueror application will open, and it will open your home folder, that is /home/KDE. KDE is my username, so it's under slash is the root, under home, then KDE. This side will show the files, this side is the tree view. So now close the tree view. Here you will see only the files now. Desktop, you can see a folder there. Here is the location bar. This is the up button. Here, this is the home button. If you click, you will go to the home. Then the refresh. Then you can get the zoom, plus minus buttons. Oh, that's nice. I can zoom out. Wow, it's too small. It's okay now. So how you want to see the icons? Like this is the tree view. After that, that's the Thermaline view. Let's go back to the basic view. Icon view. Okay, so we can go up. So home KDE, it's up is the home/home. You can see it here, and the KDE is the folder. You can see here. Let's go up again. Okay, you can see we are in the root folder, so you can see all the folders in your computer here, like bin, boot, user, temp. The locked folders are actually the with the lock that you cannot view those folders like root. So if you want to go back to your home, just click the home for button here. Yeah, just you can see it, just click it, you'll get to your home. See, we are back to our home. That is nice, isn't it? For that you can come back from anywhere. So you can use this application to browse your computer. We're going to close it now. So it's up to you. You can click and open any application you want. Just you have to go through them, or else you can wait for our tutorials. I'll certainly going to do all the tutorials later on. Hope you like it. We're going to meet again at Kusaldas Playground. See you. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.